This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. The state of Oregon put out a plan about 2 years ago that was an outline for preparation for the big one. You know, the 7 to 8+ magnitude earthquake that's overdue to hit the state. Planning ahead is a good thing, but following through appears to be something they're going to put off until the event happens. Then, of course, it will be too late, but, well, you know. The state plan identifies many things that are going to be problems and the hardest-hit areas where devastation and, unfortunately, loss of life are predicted. Now, I'm not going to get into the plan altogether, but rather focus on just one aspect. The plan identifies the many faults on Interstate 5 that will cause the interstate to fail and shut down traffic throughout the state. The plan identifies predominantly older bridges that will fail in an earthquake of magnitude. It also identifies areas that will be prone to flooding, landslides, and other obstacles that will, in essence, shut down I-5 for quite some time. The plan goes on to predict that good old Highway 97 will be the lifeline for the state. While the many years of work to correct I-5 are going on, everything will need to shift over to Highway 97 to move from one end of the state to the other. Good thinking and good planning, right? Well, the state announced last week they're assembling a central distribution point in the Bend area on Highway 97 as a staging point when the big one hits. Well, I certainly can't fault that line of thinking. After all, Bend is smack dab in the middle of Highway 97 in the state and can service areas both north and south. All that said, this is where the rubber meets the road, or in this case, where it doesn't. Are there substantial funds allocated and substantial construction underway to make Highway 97 a four-lane road to handle the traffic after the big one? Well, no. Is there coordination with the state of California for their section of Highway 97 from the state line to I-5? Not that I know of, but maybe. Can you imagine if all the traffic from I-5 were suddenly shifted over to Highway 97? It would be a catastrophe. The line of cars and trucks would be bumper to bumper from one end of this state to the other. So why is the state not following their own plan and spending substantial dollars to develop Highway 97? Well, the answer is it's not the Eugene to Portland corridor. So, you know. California faces the same problem with I-5. They understood that if I-5 were to be shut down, Highway 99 would be the lifesaver for California, much like Highway 97 would be for Oregon. They've been pouring dollars and improvements into Highway 99 for years to make it four-lane and ready in case of a catastrophe with I-5. Oregon, and particularly Eastern Oregon, well, you know. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.